Welcome, welcome to Polish the Mirror podcast. I am your host, Amy Thurman, and we are here with episode number 8. I'm so excited that we're on episode number 8. The purpose of the podcast is to help people share their stories of hope gained in the midst of adversity. And we have heard some really, really, really intense stories. But at the end, they have gained hope in the midst of that. And that's my whole purpose. That's a reflection of my life. I have lived the past 10 years with a broken neck and went from being completely incapacitated to now I live an empowered life. And so it's a reflection of that. I want to help other people share their stories of that too. And so that's the purpose of this podcast. If you this is your first time watching or listening, welcome. You can go to the hashtag Polish the Mirror podcast to find the others, or they're also streaming on all of the podcast platforms. And they are streaming live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, all the things. So you can find them there. I, if you are not familiar, I'm wearing a neck brace again today. So if my voice sounds different to those who are listening and to those who are watching, you think, what happened to her? I had neck surgery and it's going really well. My recovery is going really, really well. And so have a couple more weeks of this neck brace and then we will see what happens from there. So anyway, I'm excited to be here. If you or someone you know has a story of hope gained in the midst of adversity, I would love to connect with you. There's a button on my website for you to apply, and my website is www.getamyshelp.com. That's GetAmyshelp to apply to be on the show. Okay, so today my guest is Jean Hamilton Ford. Jean, it's so nice to meet you. Jean and I have met online. I can't remember exactly where or how, but it's so nice to meet you and to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's really a pleasure, Amy. I'm so glad to be here.
Great. I was thinking about that. Like, I think we probably met on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is where I meet a lot of people who are here on the show. Mm-hmm. And just, it's a platform that has changed a lot over in the recent years. Mm-hmm. And I've made a lot of good connections on there. And so, you know, like you are one of those. Mm-hmm. And then we're here on Facebook, you know, too, linked on there. And so just can, you know, support each other in that way. So I am eager to hear your story. I don't really ask a lot of questions beforehand because I want to be in the moment. And so I don't really know much about your story at all. And so I would love for you to share whatever you would like to share about finding hope in the midst of adversity.
Ah, well, that is quite a question, isn't it?
It sure is.
You know, I've been over 6 decades on the planet, so there's been a lot of adversity in my life, and I don't intend to share all of it. We would have to be here for hours.
Yeah, right.
I think it would be more of a therapy session.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But, you know, I don't look back at my life very often, because I find if I share those stories and regurgitate them, all that does is make me relive them. And I don't see a purpose in that. Wow. So I simply am dealing day to day, like you are, with a bit of adversity, right? Because adversity literally means unexpected difficulty or unexpected difficult situation. And every day I have something unexpected, and every day it doesn't get any easier, I promise. I have a disability that's invisible for most people, unless you see me walk or try to write or try to use eating utensils or something like that. You'd never know, because right now it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it does create issues. And I hurt my knee back in December and re-injured it in January. Yeah. So that itself creates difficulty, because like last night I was up at midnight to use the loo and check on my partner, who is bed bound. So I'm a full-time carer right now for him. And my knee was fine. I felt great. But got up this morning and it was a whole different story.
Yes.
So from day to day, I never know what to expect. And from day to day, I have to be creatively resourceful. And that's one reason I don't look at adversity the way a lot of people do, because I think of it as an opportunity to problem solve.
Yes.
I get to look at what's in front of me and say, how do I get around this, get through it, get under it, get over it? How do I deal with that in the moment? Because I love to problem solve. That's kind of who I am. I'm a problem solver.
Yeah.
And adversity to me is no longer what it is to most people. A lot of people, I think, look at adversity as something really, really bad and negative. And to me, it's like, hey, it's just another thing. I think when you get to my age, things just become things.
Yeah.
Don't they? And it doesn't really matter anymore. Because, you know, if you live through it, you've made it, haven't you?
Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of hope in that because you know you can overcome it. My husband, thankfully, is now getting to the point where he's sitting up more often. You know, with your neck injury, you know what it's like. You couldn't move for a while and then things gradually got better, didn't they?
Yes.
But that's because of your determination.
Yeah.
That's because you were problem solving. And with my partner, we've been working quite intensively with him. He's 10 years older than I am. So it takes him a lot longer sometimes to heal. Like,
right.
Imagine. And so we have to creatively problem solve. We have to creatively incentivize and motivate him to get him really rallied to support himself. Because it's easy when you're incapacitated or bedbound to get depressed.
Yes.
And it's easy to get anxious. And it's easy to lose focus on being in the present moment.
Right.
So it really is about shifting a perspective, I think, and looking at it differently, because there's hope in all of that if you decide to unpack it a little differently and don't let all your emotions overwhelm you.
Yes. That. Oh my gosh. I love that perspective. When you were talking, I was thinking of, you know, my business is called Polish the Mirror. That's the whole process I use and the philosophy that I hold. And it's pretty much exactly what you said, that, you know, my book that's coming out next month is called Finding My Hero Within, because that's what polishing the mirror does, is it helps you figure out what's inside, shows you the power that's there and gives you access to that so that you can have the determination to overcome things.
Yes.
Which is exactly what I've done.
Yes.
And, you know, people will say all the time, how have you gone through this, made it through this, you know, and I'm just, and it's what you said, that once you've done it, you've overcome something, you know, you can do it again.
You can. Yes. And I think key words there are being willing and making the active conscious choice to do it.
Yes. My, I said that I've said this several times before, but when I was young, my mom used to call me hard-headed. She would say, stop being so hard-headed, you know, and I have learned that that is not, it's not a bad thing. I was just determined. It was just determination, you know, instead of being hard-headed, it was determination. And now it has served me well. It's how I've been able to get through all that I've been through by being so determined.
Yeah. I think, you know, kudos to your mom, though, because I think she was trying to cope with everything she had to cope with, and your hard-headedness just wasn't helping her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. You know? So, of course, she was going to discourage it.
She and I have discussed this several times. It was a difficult time in all of our lives. And yeah, she was doing the best she could, and I was not helping, you know, I was not helping matters. So I will take full responsibility for that. Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's what we do in every moment. We do the best we can with what we know and who we are in that moment. We can't do anything more. So I don't ever practice self-forgiveness because to me, there's no reason for it. I did the best. Why would I worry about forgiving myself when I did my best?
Yeah.
I have nothing to forgive myself for. I just keep moving on and I take what I can forward with me so that I can go ahead and be as effective and productive and have some fun, right? It's important to have some fun and take every day as it comes.
Yes. And I love that perspective. And it's so true that we have to be willing to learn from what we're going through instead of seeing it. And I think that's, you know, I've been sharing my secret weapons that have helped me get through the things I've been through. And one of them is to see things as a learning experience, you know, something that you're going through that's difficult, that requires, I think the term is grit or, you know, determination.
Yes.
Can be a learning experience if we will allow it to be, so that the next time something happens, we will have more, we'll be more educated and more knowledge on how to handle it.
Yes. Yes. And when the opportunity is appropriate, share it with someone else.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's, I that I used to be an educator, and I still, that's my heart, is like, every time I learn something, I want to share it with, that's one of the reasons that I like post my journey so openly. You know, someone asked me the other day, how have you been able to gain such a huge following of loyal? Like I have, they're very loyal, you know, to me. And I said, I don't really know. Like, it's not a strategy. Like I didn't set out to do that. I'm not trying to be famous. That's not my purpose. You know, it's just that my heart is so, I want to help others learn what I've been through. So I just share it, and I share it openly, you know, with vulnerability and authenticity. And, you know, that's it. It's just, you know, as you said, taking the opportunity to share when the opportunity arises.
Yes. And, you know, I think I shared my brief bio with you at one time. So I have a mission to reach 5 billion people before I pass. I want to enable people to look at things differently, because we're so caught up like this, and we don't get the opportunity sometimes to break those out and say, oh, there's a bigger world.
Yes.
What's out here? And what can I do with what I find?
I love that.
I'm really an arts and crafts person, Amy. I don't know about you, but I'm an arts and crafts person. I love to create things. And part of that is looking at what's around me and what can I do differently with it? Because there's beauty in it all. Sometimes we have to, you know, it's like the sculpture. You get this big old rock. There's beauty in there, but you got to chip away at it to find it sometimes.
Yes.
And sometimes it's fairly evident and it's just right in your face and it takes your breath away. And it's like, oh, we all need that in our lives. It's part of what gives us hope. And it brings us joy.
Yeah.
It is really important.
It is. And what my brain goes to is that, yes, like, was it Michelangelo who you said that, you know, that there's, I just see the creation inside the marble or the rock or whatever. And I chip away until it shows itself. Mm. And I feel like, you know, that really resonates with me deeply, because that's, again, polishing the mirror. Like, we have, this is the way I see it, we have so many layers over the mirror of our lives that distort the who we really are, that distort our genuine, authentic selves. And we don't really know how to remove those layers or those lenses to see things from a different perspective. And so when the world is fogged up, it is difficult to see what's inside.
It is sometimes. I think it's once you know what the keys are, it's easier.
Yes.
You know, I practice a lot of breath work. And breath work is one way to connect with who you are internally.
Yes.
It also helps you gain clarity, and it also helps everything calm down. Just in the moment, it's a wonderful tool to have. And I think that's so vital. The other thing I do is I nap.
Me too. Not,
sometimes it's because of my disability. Fatigue is one of the things that I deal with.
Me too.
And if I don't nap, I can't really function very well.
Yeah.
But it cuts down on the time I have available to create and to do and to talk with people like you and to connect with others and, you know, to be here in this moment. But I love my naps because I'm a dreamer and I get all kinds of ideas when I nap.
Me too.
Yeah. So, you know, this is all part of, I think, this process of taking what is in front of you, whether you perceive it as good or bad, that's all up to you.
Yes.
But if you look at it as what can I, first of all, learn from this? And secondly, where's the gift in it? Because there's a little bit of treasure in it. Yes. All I need to do is chip away at it and see where it is. And then I can harvest that. I can bring that to me. I can utilize it. I can uplift myself. And when I do that, I can uplift other people.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
And it all comes down to your perspective.
That is so true.
By the way, I'm writing a book.
Oh, yay.
And that book is called Holistic Renewal. And the tagline is your key to an irresistible life.
Oh, I love that.
That again takes people more or less to every aspect of who they are and helps them try to get some idea of how that all works together. Because one thing we forget is nothing is ever in isolation. Your neck injury, it's not an isolated injury. It affected all of you.
Right.
My knee, just my knee, hurting my knee, affected all of me.
Yeah.
It's nothing is isolated. No system inside of you works on its own. It's all connected to every other system inside of you. Everything works together. And it's the same way as people. We're not isolated. No matter how much we think we are, we're not.
Yes.
We are connected to other people.
Exactly.
So if something happens to us, it affects those people we're connected with.
Yes.
It's so important.
It really is. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm just sitting here thinking that so often people are focused on other people. Like, yes. My life would be better if other people changed, or if I could change this person, or if this person didn't do that, or if this person wasn't like this, my life would be better. That's not reality. Like, okay, if the other person changed, yes, it would affect you, but that's not the sustainable, you know, that it starts within. Like, it has to begin with us.
You know, you have the choice. You can either start with yourself and change who you are and affect other people in your life, or you can kind of roll the dice and see how things are going to affect you from other people. That's outside of your control. You can't ever control that. But if you decide to change, if you make conscious choices, if you think about who you want to become and what steps you need to take to get there, then your life will change and you will be able to change others as well. Simply by being who you are. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be who you are.
Yep.
It's all that's ever required.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like it's not always been the case for me. Like, I grew up feeling like I had to perform. Like, I had to fit this mold. I had to fit these expectations. I had to do everything a certain way to be able to make people happy. You know, it was all about making other people happy. Yes. And then, like you said, the older I got, I was like, you know what? No, I'm no longer doing that. It's not about other people, you know?
It isn't. And I think it's all too about maturity. The older you get, the more you realize that's a whole load of bunkum.
Yes. Isn't it? Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Because you can't really please anybody else. Most people don't even know what they want, much less what they need. So there's no pleasing anyone else. Why keep trying to? Figure yourself out first.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's such a powerful thing. Figure yourself out first. Oh, I need to say it again. Figure yourself out first. That's so good, because I say often, because, you know, my book is called Finding My Hero Within. The person that you're looking for, the person you're looking to come rescue you, is in the mirror. Yes. That's the person you're looking for, that you have been searching for, is in the mirror. And so, yeah, that resonates with me so deeply. Gosh.
Yeah, it's so important to do. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered people who are so lost and they resist so strongly looking within.
Yes.
And a lot of it is fear, but they don't really know what they're afraid of.
Right.
It's just that they're afraid to go there. And a lot of times it takes quite a bit of time to help them break through that resistance. But on the other side of it is freedom.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it's so wonderful when they get to that other side. It is lovely to watch. There's such a release, and you can see the relief, and you can actually see their whole demeanor change, and they feel so free.
Yeah.
But you have to give yourself permission. I think we always wait for other people to do that for us. And it's one of the things that we have to do for ourselves. Give yourself permission. Yes. You're human. Be flawed. Who cares?
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's why you see my books and my craft stuff and my light and my robe. And who cares?
Jean tried to talk me. I'll just share this. Like before we got on here, I had this patterned shirt and my background kept disappearing. And I was like, oh, shoot, let me fix it. Like three times I tried to fix it. And she was like, just take your background off. Just be real. And I was like, but I can't. Like, I can't. I'm just going to change my shirt. You know, so I appreciate your authenticity, Jean, of just being willing to just, this is how it is, you know.
How it is. Yeah. And I'll even share because you saw my other wig back there because I wear wigs.
Oh.
Yeah. I wear wigs because I can't wash my hair, because my hands and my arms, every time I try to with my real hair, my hair is heavy because it's thick. When it gets wet, it's heavier. So I couldn't wash it without my arms cramping up and just really being painful. And I just made the decision. It's problem solving. I can't wash my hair. What am I going to do?
Right.
Shave my head and wear wigs.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I love that. Right. And that's the thing. Like I'm a napper too. Same thing. I have to have a nap every day or I literally cannot function. Mm-hmm. My brain, I can't think straight. I fall over because I get so bleary eyed. And so I fought that for a long time. Like it makes me feel lazy. You know, I dealt with that for a long time because of my disability. It made me feel lazy and unvaluable because I could be using that time to do something productive, but I had to come to terms, you know, exactly. I had to come to terms with, I am being productive. That's the most productive thing I can do when I'm taking a nap. It's regenerating my body. It's resting. It's helping restore everything so that I can function afterward.
And you're dreaming.
Yes.
There's nothing more productive than dreaming.
And it's, you know, what you said resonated with me because the most impactful ideas that I have come either like I'm coming out of a dream or I just wake up from my nap and it's there. It like just hits me. Yeah. And those are the most impactful ideas that I have. And so it's a very productive time.
It is. And that's why I don't worry about it anymore. You know, I can't. If I did, if I really, you know, the only person that's going to judge it is me. No one else.
Yeah.
No one else knows unless I turn into a cranky old puss. No one really knows, right?
That's funny. Yeah.
Because I haven't had my sleep and I need my nap. But other than that, it's all down to me. I get to decide.
Yeah. Yes. And
I value that dream time.
Yeah.
It's most amazing.
Oh, so good. I want to go back to something that you said earlier about it is a choice. Like I have said this all the time, but we always have a choice. Sometimes we don't think we do. And in the moment, we don't see that there's a choice, but there's always a choice. And I noticed talking about looking within, I did this, it's a somatic yoga class. Mm-hmm. That I did, that my body can do that type of yoga class. And she had us go to this bar. There's a mirror, the wall was covered with a mirror and there's this bar. So we're holding onto the bar, looking into the mirror. And, you know, I've gotten comfortable enough with myself to look myself in the eyes. It doesn't bother me like it used to, but I just looked down the bar I wonder what everybody else is doing. Their heads were down, their heads were turned. They were doing everything possible to avoid looking themselves in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, because it's such a powerful thing, like you have to be comfortable enough with yourself. And I'm not talking looking at your eyes like you're putting makeup on. I'm talking looking into your soul in your eyes.
Yeah.
It's such a, like, you have to choose to be willing to go down that path, because it's not an easy thing.
It isn't. Holding your own gaze is a very powerful thing. And that's mirror work.
Yes.
That's some of the most important mirror work you could possibly do. But it can be terrifying and painful and joyful and ecstatic all at once. And, you know, if you're not prepared for it, it can be quite off-putting. But if you prepare ahead of time and just breathe, as we do, and just accept what comes and understand it's not there as a punishment or a judgment, it's there to help you learn, and it's a gift. So take it in that way, and then the mirror work isn't so bad. But a lot of people do fear it, and I can understand the avoidance, because when I first started to do that, it was so difficult. Yeah. When you go through a lot of heck in your life,
yes,
it can be really difficult, because along with all of that comes a lot of shame and guilt and anger and depression and anxiety and rage and the whole nine yards. You know, the whole panoply of emotion is tied up in some of that.
Yes. And
you don't really know what's going to come up.
Exactly.
So I understand the fear, but I also know that if you can face it with grace and with love, it's not going to tear you apart.
Yeah. It's going to help you be stronger.
It'll help you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you start doing that to begin with, you see all the things that you have pushed down and forced to stay down because you don't want them to surface again. Yeah. We've pushed them. And I did the same thing. I pushed them down because I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to experience that. I don't want to see that. But when you look deep into your soul that way, those things have to surface. They have to come up again. Mm-hmm. Before you can really start to clean that stuff out and get to who you are, the authentic self. And
it's so powerful. It's got to be, you know, you got to weed it like a garden. Got to weed all that stuff out, because you don't get to the good stuff until you do.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's the thing I keep trying to tell people about emotions. Like, when we want to push down those uncomfortable emotions, but it's all or nothing when it comes to emotions. If you're pushing down the negatives, you're pushing down the positive ones too. Like, you can't just choose to push down the negative emotions. You're pushing them all down.
But you can, once you actually work long enough with that, you can get to a state of neutrality.
Yes.
And that neutral state is a very powerful place to be.
Yes. It really is.
That usually is found when we go through all kinds of adversity. We learn that it doesn't pay to panic. We learn that if you're going to be in a crisis situation, you have to stay calm, because it's the only place you're going to be able to operate from and make any real meaningful decisions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. This has been such a good conversation. I could literally talk to you about this all day long. Like, everything you're saying resonates with me so deeply. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, when we started out and you shared your perspective of adversity and hope, I was like, okay, give me a minute. Like, let my brain, you know, it, I'm not going to say that it didn't sit well with me, but it was like, I hadn't ever considered that version of it. And I was like, okay, I need to really try to process this, you know? And it makes so much sense. So much sense. I just really appreciate you sharing your perspective of it and the way that you live it and the way that you share it with others. It's very powerful.
I just hope it can help somebody understand there's another way to look at things. And you don't have to live in all of that angst and stress that comes with so many difficult situations if you don't want to.
Yeah. And so I would love if you wouldn't mind to take a minute to just talk a little bit about what you do, because you have to be helping people with what all you've learned and share with us. There has to be a way that you help people and do things. I would love to know, because I don't really know exactly what you do and how you do it.
No, I am a TV producer and a transformational coach. I'm a speaker internationally online because I'm a virtual girl. I'm housebound. Yeah. I can't go out. And I write. So I have a website that will give you an idea of when my other websites will be up. But okay. Currently they're in process because I have been caring for my husband full time since April of last year.
Yeah.
And have had to step back from a lot of things.
Sure.
But I do with people just like we have. I have conversations. It's not about judging. It's not about, I don't want to know your childhood story. I don't want to know about your mom and dad. I don't need to know all that stuff because I just see who you are now. Yeah. Who you want to become is more important than who you've been. Because from who you are now to who you want to become is just a matter of, if you want to get there, what do we have to do to get you there?
Sure.
And if we have to, you know, work it backwards, great. But if we can start where you're at and go forward, that's even better. One little step at a time.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of help people with.
I love that. And it definitely is one step at that. Really, that's all the body can handle. You know, the emotional system, the whole, you know, neurological system is just one step at a time.
The whole shebang. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does. Because if you try to do too much too quick, it overloads everything and yes. You're not going to be helping yourself.
Right.
So one little step at a time is fine. I'm learning how to watercolor. And I'll tell you, you can't be an expert watercolorist from the start. You've got to do it one little step at a time. Right.
Yes.
The same process. If you really want to live such an irresistible life, I'll tell you now, the secret of an irresistible life is the fact that you can look in the mirror and love yourself because you know every moment, every morning you get up wanting to do things for some other person, whether it's being who you are or helping someone. Like, you know, I'm up every morning because I know, first of all, I need to help my husband. But at the same time, I can't wait to see what my day has.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know that if I can talk to somebody during the day and help them kind of figure things out a little bit, then I've done something good.
Right.
And I can go to bed and sleep really well because I've helped somebody somewhere in the world shift their perspective just a little bit. And I know that that will have a ripple effect.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and I believe it's
an irresistible life.
Yes. I believe I qualify as having an irresistible life because I agree. Just everything you said. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But it has been a bunch of steps. Like it's taken me 10 years to get here, you know, and a bunch of things I've gone through, but it's totally possible.
It is.
You know, it's totally possible.
It is. It doesn't matter how much money you've got. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. It really is all about your attitude and your perspective.
Yes. So important. Mm-hmm. So I know you said you're working on your book. Do you have a launch date yet? Or
no, it'll probably be sometime in the spring of 2025.
Okay.
So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm eager to read it. Oh my goodness. Well, Jean's website is, for those of you who are listening, is just Jean, JeanHFlikeFrank.com. And you can contact her there, find out all that she does there. I will be tagging her in the descriptions of these lives after we get through here so that you can connect with her on the socials as well. So Jean, thank you again so much for being here. I have loved this conversation. It has resonated with me so deeply, and I would love to continue, you know, working with you alongside you and, you know, just helping each other out. Such a beautiful thing.
I appreciate that, Amy. It feels like a big hug.
Yes. Yes, it does. Absolutely. And you know, there's something too about when you both have a disability, when you both live with a disability, like there's an underlying understanding there of things that you just deal with that other people just cannot understand until you've experienced it.
Yeah.
And so I so feel that connection with you. Like, I get it. I get that, you know, that disability piece too.
Yes. So. Yes, and we can talk about that for a long time too.
I know, yeah. I know. Maybe we could do a different, we can do another one and talk about that.
Who knows? Who knows?
I know, right? Yeah. Right. Oh my goodness.
Well, lovely.
Thank you again for being here. I've enjoyed it so much. Like I said, for those of you listening or watching, if you or someone you know has a story that would like to be featured on the show, then reach out to me. Mm-hmm. And you can follow the shows at #polishthemirrorpodcast.com. And I think that's it for today. Thank you again. If you have found this helpful, please share it. If you find it worth a 5-star review on the podcasting platforms, please rate it and share it so that more people, we can reach more people with these stories and these ideas. Okay, until next time, I'll see you guys later. Thanks. Bye. Thanks.